What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news to help you believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. JP, how have you been?
How have you been? Better question.
I've been tired, coach.
Not with that hat on. The hat looks great, Tim.
Thunder up, man. Thunder up.
We haven't recorded in a year. It's been a rough May to May, but we're back in June. Hopefully 2 episodes a week, as long as Tim remembers, like, we record before noon. Already didn't get an inside joke. We are back by popular request. Let's just be honest. If it wasn't for the emails and the people asking us, we were so busy, we probably wouldn't be back here. But we have made time for the Positive Truth Podcast.
Absolutely.
We're excited to be back. And we have so many positive news stories that have been sent to us to let everyone hear. And so many stories to tell during the gratitude section. So let's go ahead and get to it, Tim. What's your first positive news story?
My first story of the day is actually a follow-up story. It's at Zach's Finest Deli and Grocery in Staten Island, New York, where students aren't just picking up snacks. They're being celebrated for the work that they do in school. The co-owner, Wally Alwesi, I butchered his name, I apologize, but he is the co-owner and manager of this neighborhood deli. He basically has turned his store into a safe haven for kids that want to learn. Anytime you come in and you have good grades, you can either get anything you want in the store, or if you actually score a 90 to 100 percentile in your store, you get a few minutes to grab as many items as you want, and you get to take it home for free. He started off by doing this a few years ago because he wanted to motivate one kid to know, hey, don't give up in school. Keep trying. If you do this, I'll make sure you get something for it. Starting off by trying to motivate one child has turned into a whole community event. He started off by giving away free items. Then he was like, you know what? It can't just be the smart kids, the kids that are working really hard. It's got to be all kids. So he included it. He has 3 different, let's say, steps. If you get a 80 to a 90% or 90 to 100%, you get one thing. If you get a 70 to 80%, you get another thing. And for those other students that are trying really hard and show improvement, you get another item. He started off again by doing this for one child, and now he does it for the whole community. The community heard about this. They love it. They see him on social media doing his thing. They decided to start a GoFundMe for this man. $70,000 has been raised to support these children. So not only do these kids get free food and free snacks, anything they want in this store, but if you get that 90 to 100 percentile, you get a $100 bill on top of anything you want inside this store. I've watched these videos for a few years now, and they always brighten my day, JP. I've literally have seen kids go in there and run. I did it. Here goes my report card. And he's like, the store owner, man, you did so great, kid. I'm so proud of you. And he's, what do you want to get? And the kid just says, Mother's Day's coming up. I just want to get something for my mom. And he said, this is why I do this. So these kids can believe in themselves and see more from it. When I've watched these videos over the years, JP, it motivated me to want to do something like this. But of course, I can't. So I'm definitely all for supporting gentlemen like Wally Whale, I believe his name is. I am butchering his name so bad, and I apologize. I just know I follow him on TikTok, and I think it's amazing. So Whale Alwesi, out of Zach's Finest Deli and Grocery out of Staten Island, I truly believe you are a hero and doing great things for your community.
You got a tag. What's his TikTok tag user name?
I barely know my tag name, man. I made a page just so I can watch videos, and I keep it pushing. I'm definitely in that old man group now. That's a true story.
I will say, my favorite part about that story is how easily motivated some people are for like food or me. That would have 100% worked for me now as a kid who would have been 10 times more.
Man, in elementary school, if they would have been like, hey, you get some free Starburst, Tim, if you get straight A's, ha! 4.0 all throughout school.
See, that best ability that was holding us back, Tim. We didn't have the right motivation. That was it.
Facts. My mom didn't have McDonald's money.
Speaking of that, not my best segue, but I want to talk about emergencyrv.org. Founded by Woody Faircloth and his daughter, Luna, in November 2018, they were sitting at home, Denver, Colorado, nowhere close to Paradise, California. But they heard about Paradise, California getting decimated due to a wildfire. Luna, really young, 6 years old, she wants to help. Woody, dad, we could send money. But then when Woody said it, he's like, man, that just doesn't sound very good. Because this is a six-year-old. Six-year-olds like practical things. Big imaginations, mm-hmm. but they like practical things. So they got together and they started rounding up items and they put them in their old RV. So like clothes, food, toiletries, anything you would need if you just lost your home in a wildfire. And then Woody got the idea. He's, we should just donate the whole RV, because if you just lost your home in a wildfire, you have nowhere to sleep. So they donated the RV, right? After they donated it, huge response. They're like, this is wonderful. This is a great idea. They got posted on the social media and the news networks. And then Woody was like, oh, I can't stop. So then they got all these donations in and they kept doing it. And they've been doing it since 2018. So they get people donate RVs to them. They fix them up. They load them up with supplies. Anytime a disaster happens, they give away RVs. If you want to check it out, go to emergencyrv.org. You can donate to them. You can see how much, like all what all they've been doing. They donated tons of RVs during the recent California fires and they've been doing it ever since. And what he has on his page, he said, RV donors, it's just, we don't need that much to fix them up. You just bring them to us and then we do all the work. It's one of those ideas that sounds so simple that no one else has thought of it until 2018. And the fact that it's just thriving, just one of my favorite positive news stories. It just continues on. So go to emergencyrv.org to check them out.
The best positive ideas are always the simple ones, is what we've realized here on The Positive Truth throughout all the years.
Simple ones still take action. So shout out to them for taking the action and giving back.
Tú sabes.
What do you have for your next story, sir?
Man, we love our teachers here on The Positive Truth. My next one actually comes from a former teacher slash coach who is now a principal. So out of North Texas at Summit High School, the principal actually did something that I thought was super amazing. I wanted to share it here on The Positive Truth. He had 443 graduating seniors, and he decided, I'm going to write a handwritten letter to each one of these students. He basically decided to do that because he knew typing it doesn't show as much love as a handwritten letter. So it took him a little over 24 hours to write 443 handwritten letters to give to all of his seniors. His motivation was basically, I want to start a ripple effect. I want you guys to pay it forward. And he also put a $1 bill, almost $500, all together in each one of these letters. The reason why is he wanted them to go out into this world and to pay that dollar forward. Don't stop with your education. Don't stop trying to give back. Don't stop trying to be a better person. Always try to pay it forward, because it may not be you who needs that help, but somebody else will. I thought this was a great message from somebody that was a teacher, a coach, and now principal. All the best people in the world to me right there, just in one title for him. And I thought this was something super, super awesome. It's not even about the dollar. It's more about the handwritten letter, to take that time to show that kind of love. I know for myself, I do remember to write a senior a letter whenever I was in high school, even as a coach. You got to write certain seniors letters during that week of graduation. And to me, the letters that I did get, I still have in a box here in my garage, because they were some really nice written letters. So that being said, I know some of these students are going to love this for the rest of their lives and they're going to cherish it. And hopefully they do get motivated and inspired and pay it forward.
First off, amazing idea. We need follow-ups whenever the kids do pay it forward. Second, what is letters to seniors? I didn't get to do that. What was that?
Oklahoma City Public Schools, my guy. You guys didn't do that at your school, for real? We had a whole senior week. You buy a senior a gift. We have a cookout. It was a great time. Great time.
I don't even want to tell you what we did for the senior week. It's not very positive, truth-like. It's a story, though. But
teenage us, not the positive truth.
But before we get to our last three positive news stories, we need to pause and do audio meditation. It's where me and Tim talk about one thing we're grateful for each, because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. We encourage everyone listening to think of one thing you're grateful for as well. Guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
Oklahoma City. I actually read a bunch of fun facts. We're in top five for the most murals. More people are nicer here than almost any other city in the United States. And on top of that, JP, it's been raining like crazy. So I've been really happy to look at my green grass. And whenever it's not raining, my kids are outside playing. It's just been really nice. So for me here in Oklahoma City right now, I'm happy, I'm content, and I'm grateful. What about you, sir?
Nice. Nice. I will hold back all jokes until we're done recording. I'm grateful for Miss Jones. She invited us to the cookout. I'm going to use these gratitude segments to talk about all these stories we have from the past year when we haven't recorded.
Yeah, so, that's nice. Yeah,
every year for her birthday, she invites everyone to a crawfish brawl. Boil, my bad. I said brawl. It's a great experience. Great experience. Me and Tim went. Tim chickened out at 9 o'clock. Went home. I think we got there 9 like p.m. 7.
Yeah,
we
right.
Was at 8. The rest of us stay. We're finishing the Thunder game. I go to the back because one of her cousins, basically one of, yeah, her nephews, Hassan, which is her son's cousins, was cooking, named Bryce. I go to the back and there's 3/4 of the food. He's like, yeah, I'm going to be cooking for a while. I'm like, you got any crab? And he opens up like a whole ice chest of crab legs. And I'm telling you, my mental, like, it was like skip. I was like, what is going on? So then I'm back there and I watched them do the whole process and we're eating again at 10:30. But then they had to drop 2 more rounds. So then we played dominoes and ate again at 12.
Wow, and then there was more
food. So this is like 1:30 and I'm finally done. At this point, like, I actually think I'm full. And then I got like a whole plate. It was like a pan to go home with.
I'm jealous.
It was an awesome experience. We do it every single year. Shout out to Miss Jones for inviting us. And yeah, you know what she is, Tim? A teacher. Just talked
bars.
About we love our teachers here on The Positive Truth. But we also like our youth. And that's what my next positive story is about. The youth are awesome with the Positive Truth podcast.
What a segue.
It's from a young man named Adam Kolfkovich in Ohio. He's a 19-year-old. He is from Dolsfost, Slovakia. I definitely said that wrong, but my attempt was 100%.
I don't know if you said that wrong. That's how confident I am in how you said it. Good job.
Shout out to the Google Translate.
Hey. But
he went to a science competition at the end of May, 19-year-old senior about to graduate college, and he left the science competition with $100,000. He won the National United States Science Competition because he developed a faster and cheaper way to make an experimental antiviral drug called Gladiziprevir. That one I definitely said wrong, which targets RNA viruses like COVID-19, Ebola, and Zika virus. Early studies to show that this can work, but here's the best part about his invention. How RNA viruses are made now, they cost $75 per gram. He makes his through Pornhub, so his only costs $12.50 per gram.
Oof.
Kid's 19. His research won him the Innovator Award, and then is also getting pushed to do more tests. It's going to cost an eighth if his idea works. If that's not the youth are awesome with the Positive Truth, I don't know what it is. Have to talk about it here.
I'm just convinced the youth are going to figure out all of our problems. Like, anytime we have a problem, it's some kid, like 11 to 21, that just is, hey, I found a solution here. Check me out. Yeah, we need to get behind that. He definitely deserves that money and some. Hopefully it works.
Also, just a great way to pay college tuition.
Facts.
What do you got, Tim?
My last story of the day is a superhero story. He's a normal man. He's from New Jersey. He was waiting in line for gas around 6 a.m. on his way to work. He was in Edison, in New Jersey, and his name is Charles Perry. So basically what ended up happening while waiting for gas, all of a sudden he heard a crash. He looked over and he started to see some flames. Immediately, he knew he had to do something. He ran over there because he knew he only had a little bit of time. He knows a little bit about cars and he saw where the flames were coming from and he said, oh, this isn't good. He gets over there, he immediately opens the door and he's trying to pull the person out, but the seatbelt wasn't coming undone. So Charles decided, you know what, I just need to pull. He kept pulling and then out of nowhere, the flames got really big. He knew he didn't have any time left, so he pulled as hard as he could. He got the man free. pulled him to safety, and then immediately this car exploded like it was a movie. It was actually caught on camera that we can share to the video page, and there's some pictures as well too that you can see this where it's, whoa, what is going on? It almost looks like a movie scene, but this is just real life strangers doing positive things because they saw something wrong in the world. I think this is awesome. I know this is a little bit extreme for the positive truth, but truthfully, whenever we see something wrong, if we do something about it, it's all positivity and it's all inspiring to me. So shout out to Mr. Charles for being a hero today.
Heroes with Positive Truth Podcast. Definitely share that video. I don't know how Tim always gets the videos, and I get nothing but words, but
I definitely look for him. You know me.
That one is absolutely awesome. Mine is going clean in 2025 with the global energy. It's about the country of India, massive country, and it has three times its global solar energy in the past decade. It went from 75 gigawatts capacity in March 2014. Now it's at 232 gigawatts. It's estimated they could go up three times as much again in the next 3 years. This renewable energy has given places in India that have never had electricity ever in the country's history lights for the first time in the past decade. That is why they are so committed to it. That's why there's more commitment to it in the future, to give everyone in India a chance for electricity. And I just think it's awesome that clean energy is helping people.
Shout out to clean energy. All the way since 2017, we've been talking about this, and things have definitely gone up times 100. So this is amazing.
Going green in 2017, and we haven't been able to make it rhyme since.
It's almost 2027.
Do you have a quote before we get out of here, Tim?
Absolutely. A hero is no braver than an ordinary man, but he is brave 5 minutes longer. Quotes by Tim.
We appreciate everyone for listening. We're out.
Stay positive.